There were two suites of rooms on the second floor of Nuestra Pequeña Casa, each containing a large bedroom, a walk-in closet, and a bathroom. The Cienos occupied the larger of the two. Castillo had taken the slightly smaller one for himself. Castillo's bedroom had one chair, had a dressing table, and a chaise lounge. Susanna Cieno, a trim, pale, freckled-skin redhead who did not look like what came to mind when an officer of the clandestine service of the CIA was said, took the dressing table chair. Delchamp and Paul Cieno sat side by side on the chaise lounge. Soles wordlessly asked permission to sit on the edge of the bed. When Castillo nodded, and he had, Tony Santini sat beside Soles. Castillo leaned against the wall by the door, and after a moment said, "The word that comes to mind is compromised." "God damn it!"
"It happens, Ace," Delchamp said.
"Okay, we shut down. We were going to the States anyway in a couple of days. Now we go now." There were nods of agreement. "I'd love to know how this happened," Castillo said.
"I'd say Uruguay,"
Susanna Cieno said. Castillo looked at her, then made a "come on" gesture.
"The OK Corral shootout took place there," she explained, "and you jerked Dave Young and Julio Artigas out of the embassy, which was sure to cause gossip in the embassy, and then they found Howard Kennedy's body in the Conrad in Punta del Este."
"What's that got to do with this Lieutenant Lorimer in Paraguay?" Castillo interrupted.
"The spooks and the cops in Asuncion find a lot of reasons to, quote, confer, close quote, with the spooks and the cops in Montevideo. Like the dentists who go to Hawaii for 2 weeks, all tax deductible, to confer for 2 hours on how to drill a molar with caries."
Delchamp chuckled. "I'm not sure I understand," Castillo said.
"I think Susanna is onto it, Ace," Delchamp said. "I'll put it in soldier terms for you. You know what R&R is, right?"
Castillo nodded. "Rest and recuperation.
Sometimes known as I&I, for intercourse and intoxication," Delchamp went on. "And we know how every second lieutenant is required to memorize, 'If indiscretions you must have them 100 miles from the flagpole.'"
Castillo smiled. "Okay.
I don't know anything about this, of course," Susanna Cieno said. "But my husband, who, as far as I know, never lies to me, says that healthy young men not lucky enough to be accompanied by their wives on an assignment to some place like Asuncion have unsatisfied physical desires."
"When you were in short pants, Ace, and I was in Moscow," Delchamp said,
"I used to confer with my professional associates in Vienna every couple of months. It wasn't smart to accept the female companionship offered to horny young spooks by the KGB in Moscow. Getting the picture? Or do I have to be more graphic and make you blush?"
"I'm getting the picture," Castillo said.
"So try this scenario on for size," Susanna Cieno said. "Agent X of the firm, or the DIA, or the DEA, or the FBI, checks in with his peers at the embassy in Montevideo. This satisfies the requirements of his temporary duty orders. He spends an hour in the embassy, and then it's off to the sandy beaches and the bikini-clad maidens of Punta del Este. So Agent X asks, 'Well, what's new, Willie?' And Willie says, 'Nothing much here, but you heard about Jack the Stack Masterson getting whacked in front of his wife in Buenos Aires?' And Agent X says, 'Yeah, what was that all about?' And Willie says, 'God only knows, but what's interesting is that a Washington hotshot, I don't know this, but I heard that he's an army officer sent by the president, has taken over the investigation.' So Agent X goes back to Asuncion and tells this interesting story to the boys, and then Agent Y goes on R&R to Montevideo. Willie, tell me about Jack the Stack's murder and the hotshot. To which Willie replies, 'I don't know much, but it's getting interesting. First, Dave Young, one of the FBI guys, gets jerked out of here and onto a plane for Washington. No explanation. And then, 2 days ago, right after Young mysteriously disappeared, they find an American who worked for the UN and six guys, all dressed like ninjas, all dead, at an estancia named, would you believe it, Shangri-La. Nobody has a clue what that was all about. So Agent Y, his physical desires satisfied, goes back to Asuncion and tells his pal, Agent Z, what he heard in Montevideo. Agent Z then takes his R&R in Montevideo, where he asks Willie, or Tom, Dick, and Harry, tell me more about the six dead ninjas and the UN guy. Curiouser and curiouser, he's told. Turns out the dead American was a drug dealer and Jack the Stack's brother-in-law. There's a very interesting rumor that a special operations team, probably run by the hotshot, he's an army officer by the name of Costello, we found that out, whacked the ninjas and maybe also the drug guy, his name is Lorimer, and then they jerked another FBI guy, Artigas, out of here. No explanation.
Susanna paused.
End of scenario, she said after a moment.